Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Shimon ben Chaim Eliezer and the refuas for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther, Alexander Yisrael ben Chaim Marta. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Brachos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Ches, teaches us that one is Yotze with Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, how can the Rambam say you're Yotze with Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim? The Rambam Marei Paskins, like Rav Meir, holds that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah. And the Gemara says that Lefi Rav Meir, that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah. You're not Yotze Matzah. So it's a steer in the Rambam. One of the Rambam says Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah like Rav Meir. On the other hand, he says, you're Yotze with Ma'aser Sheni of Matzah, because he says it could be eaten b'chol moshvosechem, it could be eaten wherever you want to eat it, if you redeem it, or you can eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's, the Gemara says that according to Rav Meir, that it's Mamon Gavoah, you can't be Yotze with Ma'aser Sheni, because it's not your Mamon. It has to be your Mamon, the Matzah. Since it's not yours, it's Shel Gavoah, you're not Yotze with Ma'aser Sheni, Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni. So how can the Rambam say that you're Yotze with Ma'aser Sheni, Matzah of Ma'aser Sheni, while also passing in elsewhere in Achos Ma'aser Sheni, like Rav Meir, that it's Mamon Gavoah, when according to the Gemara those two don't go together? The Rambam in Hilchas Lulav also paskins Perek Ches Halacha Beis that one is Yotze with an esrog of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. It's also a kasha. How can he paskin that if you take an esrog of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you're Yotze? The Gemara says in Sukkah that according to Rav Meir, who says that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah, you're not Yotze esrog, because this is no din Mamon, it's not yours. So the Rambam should therefore have paskin that you're not Yotze, because he paskins that it's Mamon Gavoah, and if it's Mamon Gavoah, that you're not Yotze, like the Gemara says. Rambam also paskins that Ma'aser Sheni is Chayiv in Chala. And the Kesef Mishnah there asks, what do you mean Ma'aser Sheni is Chayiv in Chala? The Rambam paskins like Rav Meir that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah, and therefore it's not a Risei Osechem, it's not yours. It's not your dough, so it shouldn't be Chayiv in Chala. So the Kesef Mishnah there brings the Teretz of the Mari Kurkus. The Mari Kurkus says that according to the Gemara in Lulav HaGazel regarding Esrog of Orla's Pasul, Gemara says, what's the reason? There's a Machlokas Reb Chiya and Reb Asi. One of them says there's no Heter Achila, that's the problem. The other one says there's no Din Mamon. And the Gemara concludes that Beheter Achila everybody agrees that it needs, and that already passes it. And the question is, does it also need a Din Mamon? Is that another psul? Reb Chiya says no. Reb Chiya Barabin says it doesn't need a din mamon. All you need is a heter achila. Reb Asi says it needs a din mamon. What's the difference between them? Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, according to Reb Meir, Laman de Amar ain't ba heter achila. So Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim is a heter achila. And therefore the Mishnah can be even according to Reb Meir. And according to the Man de Amar, that it needs a din mamon, then the Mishnah is dafk according to the Rabbanan who hold that it's your mamon, that Ma'aser Sheni is your mamon. But it's Mamon Hedyot, but not Ma'is Mamon Gavoah. Nimtza. And therefore it would come out that it's not according to Rabbi Meir. And that's Rav Asi. Rav Asi also mentions it's not like Rav Meir because it needs to be your Mamon. And Rav Meir holds it's not your Mamon. But according to Rav Chiya, Ma'is Sheni, you are Yotze, because even though it's Mamon Gavoah, it doesn't have to be your Mamon as long as it has a Heter Achila. So it emerges that according to Rav Chiya, it's all Talu in Heter Achila. And so we paskin l'gabei matzah, they are Yotze of matzah of Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, like the Rambam paskins in Chametzu Matzah Perek Vav. So holds Rabbi Akiva, and the Rambam, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero, against Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And therefore Rav Meir is going to hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rav Meir is also going to say that Ma'aser Sheni, matzah of Ma'aser Sheni Yerushalayim, you're Yotze. Hi, it's Mamon Gavoah. That doesn't bother Rav Meir, because Rav Meir, the Rambam Paskins, is going to hold like Rav Chiya Bar Avin, and you don't need it to be your Mamon. All you need to have is a heter achila. So that explains why esrog of ma'aser sheni yotze, because it has a heter achila. And that explains why matzav ma'aser sheni yotze, because it has a heter achila. It all depends on the heter achila, and not in the din mamon. Look there in the kesef mishnah, it's machazik the teretz of the ma'ari korkus. Based on the Ma'ari Korkus, Hagon Rav Moshe Scheinberger Shlita answers a number of other kashas. Pshuta, we learn that all of these psulim, the Gemara talks about, for example, the psul of Esrog. What's the psul of Esrog? The Gemara says, like we quoted, that Rav Asi and Rav Chiya Baravin argue. One of them says Ein Baheter Achila, the other one says Ein Babdin Mamon. So the reason of Ein Baheter Achila is puzzle is Lach Ora, because it's not Lachem. And so is Mefurish and Rashi. Fish Ein Baheter Achila, who writes Lachem, Haroi Lachem, Bechol Darchei Hana Aso. It has to be Roi Lachem in all ways of Hana. And according to this, we have to say that this psul of Orla, it's only Yom Tov Rishon. If the whole issue was a Lachem issue, then it's only Pasul Yom Tov Rishon, but not in Yom Tov Sheni. Like Esrog Hashol is Pasul and is Kasher in Yom Tov Sheni. If it's barred and it's not Lachem. And Takasar, it's the Balam Or, that the other days, or less Kasher, because the Chisaron is Lachem, and this is not a, the rest of the days you don't need Lachem. That's the problem of Ein Baheter Achila. However, the Rambam in the 8th parak of Lulav Lachates writes that if the Esrog is Aser B'Achila, it's Aser B'Shar Yamim also, not only on the first day. But why would that be? If the whole issue of Aser B'Achila is a Psul and Lachem, that should only apply to the first day, not the rest of the days. We have to understand, because from the Taz and Tufn and Dalet, you've cut and Dalet, it's Mashmal Hedya that he learns that Be'emes there's a din Lachem and Matzah also, but Matzah Shul is Ksheira because Matzah Shul is Lachem since it's given to you Amanas La'ochlo. I restim as Divrei Rambam Perakvav Merchus Chametu Matzah Lachazayin is Mashma that he didn't pass in this din of Matzaschem. He didn't paskin this din of matzaschem. So he says, matzik zuli, you're not yotzei, because it's aser. Like matzav tevel. But the Rambam does not merames to the din of lachem. The Rambam isn't bothered by the fact that it's matzah sheula. He doesn't have to come on to the fact, shenos non olam anas locho, like the Taz says. He's not bothered by matzah sheula at all. Doesn't seem, according to the Rambam, you need a din of lachem at all. Why not? What happened to the Lachem? Also, like Abim Isa Shalmai Sushaini. Why do we say that according to Rav Meir, it's not Chai Ben Chala because it's Mamon Gavor and it's not a Riso Sechem? But if it's stolen, it's Mashim in the Gemara, that it is Chayiv. Like it says in Hagozel, Bava Kamet Sadi Beis. Someone steals chitim, is mafresh chale, it's not in the mevarach al manites. So the bracha is a bad bracha, but it's mashma that it's chayv and chala. So why should it be chayv and chala? What happened to the lachem according to Rav Meir? It's not lachem. It's not a riso seichem. So it would appear that all of these tumiyos are only lefi mashe nokat rashi, that the din of heter achila that we see in sukkah lamed heim, sachem lamed ches, is for the reason of lachem, like is mafurish and Rashi. But according to this, it's shver Why be'emes did Rabbi Chiya bar Ravin? And so we pass in lahalacha that only is what's required is a heter achila, and you don't need a din mamin. Harei b'pshuto lachem is only linyan din mamon, and that's why we paskin an esrog hashol. So we have a kasha that if you learn like Rashi, that it's lachem, that the din of heter achila comes from lachem, then we have a difficulty. What's the reason of Reb Chiya bar Ravin? And so we pass in halacha. That all you need is a heter achila, and you don't need a din mamon, because bepshuto lachem is din mamon. It's not a heter achila. And that's why we passel an esrog hashol, because it's not lachem. Lachem is mamonis. Lachem isn't about a heter achila. There are other kashas as well. So what's pshat in Rashi? That Rashi connects lachem and the heter achila. So it seems pasha b'das Rashi that was machriach Rashi to explain this way, that the reason of heter achila is mishum lachem, is because he holds that the reason of Reb Chiya bar Ravin, who holds that we require din heter achila, is like the reason of Rav Asi, and just like Rav Asi, his reason is we require din mamon, is mei pasuk of lachem, so too the din of heter achila is the pasuk of lachem. So he holds that Reb Chiya bar Ravin goes along the same path as Rav Asi. Reb Chiya bar Ravin says heter achila, but they're both coming from lachem. And those who go b'shitas Rashi learn that only be'eser garoi la'achila we say according to Reb Chiya bar Ravin that it's enough to have a heter achila. But belulav she'ein aroi la'achila, we go back to the klal that we require din mamon from the pasuk of lachem. So is Mefurish and Tosfos. Dibra Maschilafi writes, Lulav less by Achila, Kalksiv Lachem, Didei, Lenyan Din Mamon. So you need a Din Mamon. If it's not Lachem, if it's not going to be eaten, then at least you need a Din Mamon if it doesn't have a Din Mamon. No good. And Esrog, as long as it's Roy Lachila, it's Beseder. That's enough lachem. But if it does not roi lachila, then at least it needs a din mamon. And since this is the case, those who go in this shita learn that the only machlokas between Reb Chiya bar Ravin and Reb Asi was about an esrog. Reb Chiya bar Ravin holds that it's enough to have a heter achila. But linyan isa, to be mechayiv isa b'chala, there's not a machlokas. He also holds it's not memono, it's not mischayiv b'chala. And so to matzah, you need matzaschem, because it's not yours, it has to be yours. It has to have a din mamon. But based on the Mari Korkus we saw, B'shitas HaRambam, the Rambam Pasuk is like Reb Chiya bar Ravin, that it's enough to have a heter achila. It would seem the Rambam is a different pshat in heter achila. It's not mitam din lachem. Because what does din lachem have to do with heter achila? Yisod shitas haramam is kefisha bier perish ha-mishnayis in the Mishnah Besar Gagazel orla v'truma t'meya he mechlal ha-dvar matu'unim s'reifa k'mo sh'nizbar b'zerayim l'fik v'chupas l'mayim r'shem yizbarach pri de'elu enim roim l'achila b'shum panim orla and shuma t'meya have to be burned And therefore, you can't fulfill your mitzvah with it because it's not a pri, it's not roi l'achila. So he says, the Rambam holds that the heter achila is mishum the pasuk that says pri, pri etzader, it has to be a pri. It has to be a pri, and according to this, it would appear. That even Rav Asi holds that you need din mamon. Will possibly hold that the din mamon is a tenai beheter achila. If it doesn't have a din mamon, then it's a chisaron in the heter achila that's learned from the pasuk of pri. And on this, Chiyab Rabin argues, and he says, no. Doesn't have to have a din mamon. This din mamon is not a tanai beheter achila. That all you need, according to Rav Chiya Bar Ravin, is a heter achila, but not a din mamon. But we've seen that nobody holds that it's a din of lachem mamish. Because the din of lachem is not necessarily linked to the din mamon. So according to Rav Chiya Bar Ravin, all you need is a heter achila. And according to this, it would seem that even though in the Gemara Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the pasuk of lachem is mentioned, it's not that it's the same geder as the psul of she'ula that's learned from lachem. The Rambam doesn't learn that way. Just after we have the pasuk of lachem, after we have the pasuk of pri, excuse me, if there's a din of heter achila, Rav Asi has to teach us from the pasuk of lachem that din mamon is also tanai in the heter achila that's learned from the pasuk of pri. So it emerges that there are two separate dinim that are learned from lachem. Ve'enam nogim ze bazeh. You have the din of pri, excuse me, you have the din of bailus and the psul of she'ula. So lachem passes she'ula. Lachem means you have to own it. And there's another din of lachem that Rav Ashi was ma'asi, was mechadesh, that it's a tenai b'dinei heter achila, that it has to have a din mamon. That's the other lachem. And it emerges according to this, that the Rambam was machuila lacha gabe esro kashitas rabchia barav, and that it's enough just to have a heter achila, and you don't need a heter mamon. He also holds la halacha gam lagabe matzah v'chala, that, not like Rashi and Tosis, that we don't bechlal need a din of heter mamon. Doesn't have to be your mamon at all. And it's nothing to do with the din of lachem that's connected to bailus on the esrog. That's the depth of the explanation of the Mari Kurkus. That they're two separate dinim that emerge from lachem. Lachem is bailus. And lachem, according to Rav Asi, is a tanai in heter achila. So this lachem, where it's a tanai in heter achila that has to have a din mamon, Rav Chiya Bar Ravin doesn't paskin that way, and the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. So now we understand that according to Shitas HaRambam, that it's mefurish in Perches Mechzul v'Halacha Beis, the psul of esrog, the psul of orla, and other asurim ba'achila is also in Yantov Sheni. Why? Because we said the psul of Yantov Sheni is only on the first day, not on the rest of the days. The answer is, it's not coming from lachem. It's coming from pri. It's not a pri like we saw before. Pri is something you eat. But it's not edible. It's not an edible fruit if it's aser b'achila. So that's why the Rambam paskins. The Rambam doesn't paskin b'chlal lachem. The Rambam doesn't hold of lachem. The Rambam holds of lachem only by shel. But the Rambam doesn't hold that lachem applies to din mamon. The Rambam doesn't mention that, but the Rambam does say that it's aser al tzpri. But the rest of the days, it's pasul because it's not a proper pri. And we also understand why the Rambam omitted the din of matzaschem, that the matzah should be yours. Because the Rambam doesn't bechal hold of this. He doesn't hold it has to be yours. All the Rambam holds is that it has to have a heter achila. It's learned lechem lechem from chala. So if it has a heter achila, it's beseder. So the esrog that's aser b'achila is aser on the rest of the day is because it has no heter achila, it's not a proper pri. And matzah that's not yours, it's kosher. It's your yotzei. Because he doesn't hold that you have to have bailus in the matzah. All you have to do, according to the Rambam, is have a heter achila with an exer shava v'lachem lachem from chala. And also the kasha that we asked before, the Mekor Chaim asks, that it says a risoseichem. That you need din mamon and chala, so the Gemara says that isa gzulas chayevis b'chala. Aye, it's not his mamon. The answer is, according to the Rambam, you don't need bailus. You don't need lachem legabe chala. Rak legabe din heter achila. That's all you need. All you need is a heter achila. That's the sort of the din that Isak Zulas Chayevis Bechala. That's Mutter Bachila. But there's no din of Lachem that you have to have Bailus. The only time, according to the Rambam, you have to have Bailus is the Esrig. And this is a very, there's a lot more to say on this topic, but we will conclude here. And give ourselves a bracha that we should revisit this sugya. And bizocha lulmodu lulamid lishmor v'lasa. L'kaim is called the very samotor asa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.